All right. The Machaber and Simon Tofer Shain Hey Sefalov continues. If you light the menorah and you just hold it standing there, that's no good. Shaharoa Omer Litzarko Ochsa, because people are going to think that you're holding it to use for a lantern of some sort and not to be yotze the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah Kotzetaz, who says that it's dafke if you hold it for the entire time, but if while you're lighting it, you hold it, and then after a little bit, you put it down, you're yotze, but the other achonim disagree, and therefore we should try and avoid such a situation. Siv Beis. Some say that since the mitzvah is in the lighting, the whole amount of time that it has to last has to be ready when you light it. So you need to have at least a half hour of oil when you light it. If you light it, there's not enough oil, and then you pour oil in to add it, you're not yotze. And Mishnah Berurah says you need to put it out, add the oil, and then light it again. Siv Gimel, Isha Madlekes Ner Chanukah, Sha'af Hi Chayeves Ba. A woman can light Neros Chanukah because even she's obligated in it. So why do you need to tell me that? So the Mishnah Berurah says the Chiddush is that she can even light on behalf of her household since she is Chayeves in the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chuvas Ola Shmuel, who says that since nowadays everyone really lights on their own in the house, then a woman could light if she wanted to, but she doesn't need to because, as we saw before, Ishtel Kagufo is what the Mishnah Berurah holds. If they want to light on their own, so then they're able to. And when the man is not around, then the woman has to light on behalf of the house. The Be'er Halacha actually says that it's not ideal to light on behalf of other people because for the woman to light, because we know the Gemara in Bracha says that a curse should be upon a man whose wife makes a bracha for him. Because it's embarrassing for him that he can't do it on his own. So if he's not home, obviously she'd be able to do it. But if he's home, then he should be the one that lights the menorah. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that a woman is chayeves is because afin hayib oso anes, either according to Rashi, because she was involved in the miracle, or according to Tosos, because she was also saved. And the Machaber continues, avalim hidlika chayrushod v'katan lo asa klum. If a cheroshota or katan lights a menorah, so then that's meaningless. Afapishinicha gadol, even if a man puts it down, obviously, if a cheroshota or katan did it, it's no good. We're talking about a cherosh who has the status of a shota, meaning someone who can't hear or speak, and they're not able to do anything, they're considered to be a lav vendas. But if it's someone who can speak but just can't hear, so then they would be able to be chayiv in the mitzvah. The Machaber brings an opinion which says that if it's a child who understands what it is to light a menorah, let's say 6-7 years old, so then they are allowed to light the menorah, and they can even light on behalf of others. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that we hold that he should not, someone who's a bar chinuch should not light on behalf of gedolim, even though there's an opinion which would say it's okay, but they can light on their own if they want to. The Rama says, so nowadays that we all light on our own anyway, we fulfill Mahajrim and a Mahajrim. So for sure, a katan who's a Giyah L'chinach should light his own menorah. It's just that he can't light, we would say that he shouldn't light on behalf of the household. This might relate to the nafkamina of Afin Hayiboso Anes, whether Afin Hayiboso Anes is because it's the woman who was the cause of the miracle, so then a child wasn't, so he wouldn't be chayiv, or is Afin Hayiboso Anes because they were saved, so then the children were also saved. So the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah is that you don't have to be so machmir on a child. If the child doesn't want to, you could just have the child light one candle, or even none at all, but it's best to have the child light his own menorah, but not on behalf of the entire house.